Well, what was it like out there today?
Man, it was good work. You know, a lot of competition out there, some great drills. Definitely was different than I thought it was going to be. I mean, I never played in Utah before, so the altitude was kind of challenging at first, but I warmed up to it.
How was it different than you thought it was going to be? What did you expect, and how? What was it?
You know, people have told me, like, it's how altitude appears, so it's kind of hard to breathe sometimes. So I was working on it. I've been in Vegas, so it's not like this up there. So kind of when I first started going, I was kind of a little winded at first. Then I kind of got my second wind and picked it up.
Is this your first workout?
Yeah.
Did you expect to get a call this early, I guess, in the process?
No, I actually didn't, because early on, my agent told me that we weren't going to start working out until, like, June. Okay. I didn't expect it.
Can you kind of walk me through what you guys did as part of the workout? I mean, I know you did measurements. Tell me kind of what you did today.
We started off with just measurements, height, you know, weight, body fat, wingspan, things like that. We did some vertical testing, throw lane agility, three-quarter sprint. We did bench press, 185 max reps. Then we came over here on the court. We started off with some shooting drills to get you warmed up. Played a little one-on-one from help side. Played a 3-on-3 full court. They got some shots up at the end. Did a little conditioning.
What do you know about the Utah Jazz?
Utah Jazz? This is a Hall of Fame program. You know, guys like Coach Malone helped make it a Hall of Fame program. John Stockton, Karl Malone. You know, I played against Trey Burke in college, so I kind of know about the type of player he is. The type of guys they like. So.
What do you personally bring to the Jazz if they were to select you in the draft or maybe through D-League or anything like that?
Definitely intensity, energy, and effort. I'm a guy who raises the level when I'm out there on the court. Just play hard and play tough. Definitely physical toughness and mental toughness.
Where do you go from here after this?
I'm going back home to my hometown in Philly because I graduated on the 9th, so I'm going back up to school to walk. So.
Do you think being a senior gives you an advantage? A lot of people talk about the underclassmen getting drafted, but do you see that being an advantage for you?
I would say just from a physical standpoint and a mental standpoint, I kind of expected to be, a little difficult. But also just playing basketball, you're either going to come out here and have a great workout or it's going to be a little difficult. But either way, you just give it your all. So mentally, I think I'm focused.